Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Meeting Pros.
Lee Cantor here with Meeting Pros Radio, and I got with me Mr. Doc Waldrop. How are you doing, Doc?
Just fine. Survived the holidays. A little older, a little fatter, a little grayer, no smarter.
Well, if Doc's here, that means it's an ISIS special. And once again, you have brought quite a crowd with you today.
I have. I brought some good people here.
So before we get into it too much, why don't you talk about ISIS? What is the mission, purpose, and what are you guys trying to
basically
do?
Basically, we're an organization that encompasses all the special events, the meeting industry. We have pretty much everybody involved on a very vast cross-section of companies. There's caterers, there's speakers, there's embroiderers, you name it. There's valet parking companies. There's even ride shares. So
anything that has to do with an event, they're potential members, right?
Yep, pretty much. Grand openings, product launches, you name it. Just employee get-togethers for training sessions.
So this must be the big time of year for you, busy time?
Absolutely. My particular end of the industry, I'm with Creative Staging Services. We're doing an open house right now. It's been kind of hard to get people in there because we typically do more corporate meetings, and they kind of drop off during the holidays because they can't get everybody together. I mean, there's vacation schedules, there's holidays, but boy, come January, look out. They are hot for meetings then.
And right now you're here to talk about the 12 Days of Shopping. It's a big ISIS event.
12 Days of Shopping is an annual event we do. It's a big fundraiser for our education so we can bring in speakers. We also give scholarships to attend conventions that we have. The special event is one of them coming up in January, right at the very beginning of the year. But the 12 Days of Shopping, you know, the caterers and all of our members are so busy doing holiday parties and that sort of thing. Your nights are kind of taken with events. So you got to do your shopping somewhere. So what we've got is a silent auction. We also have bid sheets and we have a live auction. And you can do your shopping right there.
So now
network at the same time. I mean, is that a win-win or what?
So who'd you bring with you today?
I brought Jenny Temple. She's with Peachtree Tents and Event. And I also brought Roy with Unique Event Elements. He's a good friend of mine. We're in more or less the same industry. He's a lighting designer as well. But he's also got some taste. He's got an eye. I'm just a tech.
And you got Lori Harbin as
Lori Harbin, of course, with TEP Catering.
So who do you want to start with?
We can start with anybody we want. I'm probably more comfortable because I know Roy, and I know what Roy does for a living. I know pretty much what Jenny does,
too. So let's put Roy on the hot seat. Welcome, Roy.
Thank you.
So why don't we talk about your firm, Unique Event Elements. What are you guys up to?
Well, what we provide is rental services. We provide drape along as lighting, as Doc stated. We also provide custom rentals such as acrylic tables, furniture, pedestals, along those lines, and we try to keep everything at 100%.
So now, what makes you better than Doc?
Oh, man.
Well, he's better looking than younger. But.
I don't know about being better than Doc, but
what makes you unique?
What makes us unique is, the very fact that we carry so many different services, and the level that we can provide is not just the basic level. We can provide the customary stuff that the other companies don't provide.
So you customize?
We can customize. We get fabrics, custom fabrics for the drapery, different colors. Sky's the limit, really, as long as the budget allows.
Yeah, we don't do that pretty much. I mean, I send some people to Roy all the time. Yeah. Exactly. So he's got a very nimble company. He moves fast. It's got a lot of things that I don't have that I'd have to go out and get.
Right.
And I don't want to go out and get stuff.
There's a way. There's Doc's way.
Yeah.
So now, Roy, what made you get in this business? How'd you get started?
Well, I originally started in Florida with another event company out there, and then brought me over to Atlanta. They provided me an opportunity here in Atlanta, unfortunately, when the economy tanked, we parted ways. But that was the time when we went ahead and started the Unique Event Elements.
And then you saw that there was a need in the marketplace for more variety?
Correct. To be able to provide, not necessarily trying to get into everything,
right?
But because there was a need, that's exactly what we did, was we took advantage of that need.
Now, is there an event you're most proud of?
An event that we're most proud of, we have been
maybe
doing...
where you were stretched, where they were like, here, do the impossible, and you're like, I think I can.
Well, one of my first orders that came across, first opening up the business, was an order for 400 feet of drape. I actually went back to the client and said, you know, we don't have that. And they said, yeah, I know you don't have it, but I know you'll take care of it and you'll do it. So thank you. And she hung up.
And it became your problem now, right?
Yeah, it was my problem. Okay. And but, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, 5 years later, we were able to not only produce that, but keep that reputation of we're going to get it done if we say we can get it done.
And then so when they put you in that position, so what are you thinking first? How are you solving that problem?
How am I going to get? Yeah, how, exactly. How am
I
going
to
get this done? And you know, and then
and the time frame probably
it was less than 30 days.
Right.
So
of course, it's not going to be a half a year.
Exactly.
Where you could kind of sew your own drapes. But
right. Right. So at that point, you know, you just buckle down and put your head down and move forward. And
that's why somebody would hire you, because you have the resources to make something like that happen in a short period of time.
Correct. Yes, and we've also done the last 4 years now, we've produced an event for the Billboard Awards for one of our
the Billboard Music Awards.
The Latin Billboard Awards.
Latin.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Down in Miami. So we travel down to Miami, and we're able to get the dressing room and the VIP areas all set up for them.
So what kind of craziness is down there?
They've told me that has to stay down there.
You're not allowed to talk about it?
Not allowed to talk about it.
So it's like Vegas of the East.
Exactly.
It's a lot of confidentiality in your line of work.
But it's definitely a lot of fun, a lot of stars that we also, you know, see all the time. But once, you know, it's almost like Doc. Once you've seen them all, it's like another just regular show.
Right. Now, do you keep a lot of inventory? How nimble are you when it comes to this?
Our inventory is growing. Every year has grown exponentially, actually. We've added to different size of drapes, to different types of fixtures, lighting fixtures, wireless, magnetic wireless.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the magnetic ones?
We did.
Yeah, those are cool.
Ended up getting those,
I don't have those yet.
Oh, there you go.
I know a guy that's got them. Relax.
Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. we have clients that will go to other companies, and the other companies won't want to invest into certain particular inventory, and we'll go ahead and customize it.
So now, what are some of the trends you're seeing? Because that's probably why they're leaning on you, right? Because you kind of can see ahead what's hot, right?
Well, they're starting to I see a lot of requests for patterns, whether with lighting, projected patterns, video, or along even in the fabric, in the drape itself. Mm-hmm. It's not just the regular drape anymore, the black, white, grays, and
sorry,
all that
Doc.
Stuff. Yeah, sorry, Doc.
No,
just
that's,
keep
that's
calling
music to my ears. Keep sending I know
them
my who
way.
To call.
Exactly. So we'll come up with the different colors, the different textures, and the lighting, you know, just enhances that and is able to give it dimension.
Depth, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like that kind of fires you up, right? To be able to be that creative and use the elements like that.
Absolutely.
And come up with new stuff.
Oh, absolutely. When the client's able to say, hey, this is what I want.
Like in their head, they can, but they don't know how to make that happen.
They can't even draw it. You know? So it's like...
I can't draw either.
So when, like, what will they say? Like, I want it to go...
Yeah, I just want to see different shapes and...
You get some funny questions, too.
Because like, they don't know how to articulate it, right?
Well, exactly. And you kind of have to explain to them. It's like, you get, you know, do you have any lights that don't cast shadows? And it's like,
the shadowless lights?
Yeah. That's the laws of physics. It's not the merely good ideas of physics, you know.
So
we're going to do this big party. We want it really, you know, but we have a black and white theme. What can you do? And it's like, well, light's white. Black
there's
is
only
no
so
lights.
Many. There's only so many options.
Yeah.
So that's part of your job, right? To kind of manage the expectations and the, you want to, you want to be challenged and you want to give them what they need, but also there's reality
there's
and
reality.
Physics come into play.
Correct. Yeah,
all too often.
There's a company locally here in Atlanta that has on their shirts, I can explain it to you, but I can't understand it for you. So that I like along those lines. So it's really
I'm excited when those shadowless lights come.
Yeah.
I'm looking out for that.
We'll be rich. Yes. So, if you can beat the laws of physics, you can be rich.
So what's next for you guys?
We have our open house coming up.
February. Is that? So that's in your own location? You guys do a big kind of show and let me show you what we got kind of thing?
Absolutely. We did it last year in August, and this year we're going to do it again in our warehouse. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because
That's where all the toys are, right?
And we're able to transform the whole warehouse and actually show you exactly what we can do. And that's going to be in February.
Any surprises? You're working on some surprises?
There is going to
wow.
be.
Some
yeah,
wow.
there's going to be some wow. There's definitely going to be some wow. But what we're gearing it this year is for everyone to come out and have fun, mm-hmm. especially in the event industry. We really don't get to we do all the parties, but we're
right
not
you don't
really
have fun
you
yourself
have for
you're
yourself.
Helping other people have fun, right?
Exactly. So this year we're gonna show everybody what we can do, but it's gonna be more geared to just come out, have a great time. The party's gonna go until the last.
It's a good party. I remember last year, but most of it anyway.
And you bring your buddies from the Latin Billboard Awards.
Hey, that might be one of the surprises. You never know. That might be one of the surprises.
I've got an open house going on right now. We've got a widescreen set up to show some technicians some new technology. But our open house isn't anything like his. His is fun. Ours is a lot of looks like work.
Yeah. All right. So if somebody wants to learn more, where do they go? You got a website?
The website is our company name, which is www.uniqueeventelementswithans.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show.
Thank you very much for having.
All right, Doc, who do you want to put in the hot seat next?
Oh, we'll get to Jenny right there.
All right.
We'll get the newbies out of the way.
Yeah.
Miss Jenny Temple, sales manager with Peachtree Tents and Events. Welcome.
How are you?
I am doing great.
Good.
So tell us about the tent and event world.
So, people, when they hear our name, Peachtree Tents and Events, they just think we have tents.
Well, what would you think?
but we have everything from silverware, catering equipment, tables, chairs, you name it. We've got just about anything you need to do an event.
So maybe you should change the name. Tents, Events, and More.
And,
you know?
And everything.
And everything else.
And we're everywhere. That's like somebody told me the other day. They're like, I was driving down the road and I saw Peachtree Tent over here, car over here. I was like, yeah, we're everywhere. So I've been with the company for about 2 years. I've been in the event industry, I guess about 8. Went to Georgia State for hospitality. And
is that one of those degrees that if you graduate, then you get a job like right away?
That's exactly right.
Is that true?
Yeah. Ever since I left there, Georgia State did a really great job at
prepared you well.
They prepared me
They've
well.
They've got a great program down
they
there.
They really do. And Jeff, the owner of our company, he's an alum. James is an alum. And so we actually just started a Georgia State internship program.
Oh, nice.
So Stacy Fleming
is our
first.
So you're growing your own there.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Bringing them in, yes. But it's a great company, and I love it. I'm not leaving. Like I say, you know.
So what's so much fun? What do you like about it?
Well,
you go to a lot of parties, right?
We're always partying is our business. That is our slogan. I think it's a culture. Honestly, with my experience, you know, being in the hospitality industry, there's not a lot of balance. And Jeff and Blake and all of us really focus in on, you know, working as hard as we can, but enjoying it and making sure that we have our life too.
Right. Because I would imagine that it's an industry where this is super important to the client because this is like their big event for
the
year.
This
could be life or death for them. But for you guys, it's like, you know, we're not curing cancer here. Right.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It's like
I'm telling you, they put on an employee Thanksgiving. I looked at the pictures on Facebook. It's like, dang.
I mean, so what happens in those events, like those big events? What are some of the stuff you've done?
Like we do USTA. We did do Music Midtown for a little bit. Atlanta Food and Wine. So there's a lot of logistics, and there's a lot of with the sales force and with our operations team. We really have to be work together and make sure our clients and everybody.
But it's not like a vendor, right? Like you're kind of a partner in this, that you're co-creating the event with them. They might have an idea of what they want to do, but they're kind of leaning on you to this off, right?
And I think a lot of the thing is too, the people that we hire at Peachtree Tents and Events have a background in the event industry, or you know, are well trained to know what to do. And everybody we hire, like Jeff says, he only hires nice people. So, you know, if you're not nice, you don't get a job at Peachtree Tents.
So how do they weed out? Like, you know, people try to fake it in the interview.
Yeah.
How do you weed them out?
How do you weed? Well, you know, we do.
Do you do a little test? Is there something?
We do a little test. But I mean, honestly, I think you can tell people who are genuine and who are just trying to get a job. And everybody there.
Because this is an industry where you got to bust your butt, right? Like, this is slackers aren't going to last in this world, right?
No.
This is a lot of action, chaos. You got to be able to deal with a lot of moving parts and be comfortable and still be polite and have manners and serve, right?
Exactly. So you really have to put yourself in those shoes and also make your client feel comfortable in that you know what you're doing.
Right.
But yeah, it's a lot of work. I love my job. I go in there every day enjoying it. But, you know, sometimes like yesterday, I was gone from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's a lot of networking. It's a lot of relationship building is what we're the biggest about. And chair's a chair, tent's a tent. But, you know, the relationships we create with all these other people, I feel like are the reason why we are have been so successful with the vendors that we work with.
So can you share maybe an example of how you work with somebody and what makes, like, how do you create those deep relationships? Is that the secret sauce? You can't get that away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's called cocktails. And, no, just kidding. It's called Nueva Laredo. You want to come have lunch? We're right across the street.
Every time I go,
it's true.
Absolutely.
No, I think it's, and for me, the biggest thing is, like, it's not like, oh, I got a new client or anything like that. I genuinely am interested in the people that I'm working with.
I mean, you become friends with them because you spend so much time together, especially, I don't know about in town, but certainly out of town. I mean, when we go down to Kiowa Island to do a corporate event for 5 days, I mean, you're with your client from 6, 7 a.m. until her guests go to bed at midnight.
Right.
And you bribe the hotel to keep the hotel bar open.
Right. And I think also, too, it's not just money-based because, I mean, obviously, there's people that might have that. But if they're not pleasant to work with, we want to work with nice people and people who treat us like we treat them at the same time. So, you know, it's a wonderful business to be in. I'm glad I'm with Peachtree for sure.
So now, what are you seeing in the marketplace? We mentioned a little earlier that there was an economic downturn for a period of time, but are things kind of
the ship has righted and
force. It's just rocking and rolling?
Yeah, we're actually 30% up from last year, so we are just it's going great. We're just trying to get as much as we can while it's booming, and I think 2015 is going to be even bigger.
So now when you say you're up, is that, how do you count? Is that revenue? Is that days? How do you
sales.
Keep score?
It's
the revenue?
Yeah.
So are people doing more events? Are they doing larger events? Are they combination?
I feel like, a little bit of both. As far as like new clients getting in there, coming into Peachtree as well. I think, the economy's booming. Like right now, December, we should be able to get a little bit of a break. But people are having their parties, and they're having...
So you're seeing more corporate, holiday parties?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, those went away.
Yes.
Didn't they go away for
they
a while?
Went away.
Oh, yeah.
They are back.
But now they're back?
We're going to Arby's. What do you want?
Here's a coupon.
Right.
To buy one, get one free.
It
really, have a good holiday.
It almost came to that. I mean, what we saw is... but now there's... People are doing some holiday parties. They're doing it reasonably. I mean, they're not, you know, writing you a blank check here. You know, here's my checkbook. Go spend whatever you want.
I don't know. I bet Roy can talk about the Latin Billboard Awards pretty. I bet you they're writing some checks there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cirque de Soleil is coming anywhere, you know.
That is not our tent. That'd be really cool if we had one that looked like that.
Right?
Yes.
So now, any trends you're seeing out there? Anything hot?
Well, you know, we just opened up, it's a sister company called Collections. Which is our luxury restoration hardware type vignettes and lounge art, which is the modern furniture. And I feel like a lot of people are... It's luxury seating.
But you made it kind of a sister company?
Yeah, it's a sister company that falls underneath Peachtree's umbrella.
Why did you do it that way? What was the thinking there?
We already had kind of another company that was housing it out of where we were. Uh-huh. And we just decided to make that just like...
Because it's so unique?
It's so unique. Mm-hmm. And so you can
There's that word again.
No, yeah. Unique.
Yeah, imagine that.
It's everywhere.
I feel like a lot of the big trends are people aren't looking for... seating tables rounds. It's like, let's do...
Because they've seen that, been there, done that.
Yeah. It's like, let's throw some couches in there. Even like the Alley Awards. It was, right. You know, just kind of here and there.
Kind of loungy. Yeah. Right, well, comfortable.
People find their comfort level. I mean, mm-hmm. I do it with lighting. I don't light up the whole space with even light. Some places are lighter. Some places are darker. Mm-hmm. I call it the cockroach and moth theory. You know, cockroaches are repulsed by light. Moths are drawn to it.
Right.
So people find their comfort level. And if you give them some options like the rounds, the cocktails, the casual seatings mm-hmm. and stuff,
and that way you have something for everybody, right?
Yep.
Exactly. Not assume that everybody likes the same thing.
Yep. Yeah. So
they'll find their comfort level.
That's definitely a big trend that I see.
So now, any other partners you work with?
We work with a lot of people.
Who's your favorite?
I can't answer that. They're all my favorite.
Her committee
right?
members at ISIS. Those
yes,
are
exactly.
her favorites.
We'll start there.
But we also, we're so big in the community as far as partners.
And that's important from the culture standpoint. You don't want to just be a vendor and thought of as somebody that's all out for yourself, right? There's a lot of collaboration. You want to help and support the community.
Yeah, and I feel like it really does give back to us. One of the biggest things is, you know, one of our core values is contributing to our community. So, I mean, we do Atlanta Mission Run, Hunger Run, work with Serve International.
So you got to do all these runs because all the eating you're doing at the event.
Yes, exactly. You know, that seems to be the case. And actually, we just partnered with Torque Cycling, which is on the west side, doing spin. So we partner with them, and it's kind of something that we can take our clients out to come to, hey, try out the spin class, also promoting their business while making it something fun for all of mm-hmm. us to do. So yeah, giving back to the community, it's given back to us in a huge way.
And when you say giving back to the community, it's typically a charity or a nonprofit mm-hmm. that you're supporting?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then how do you choose them?
Well, a lot of these people we've worked with.
They might have an event or that you have participated mm-hmm. in.
We've worked with them each year on, you know, certain events mm-hmm. for years and years. Trish Dreyer in our office, she's so big on the Atlanta mission. And so all of their galas or races or anything like that, we are definitely there to support them.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, it's part of our client relations with my existing mm-hmm. meeting companies like Alabama Power. They're really big into the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. So we've gone over to Birmingham to do Boys and Girls Club events because our client,
that's important to them.
That's
so it's important,
important
to
them,
you, right?
So it's important to me, exactly. So, mm-hmm.
so are nonprofits and galas, is that important for the whole industry in general? Because
yeah, absolutely.
They do. I mean, every year you know, you can count on that, right?
Right, right. Yep. And you know, we like right now they're doing Captain Planet and you know all that kind of stuff. They really do. You know, we attend these and we bring our clients with them, create awareness, and then, you know, we throw it out there on social media, which is so big on what we're doing right now with marketing and, you know.
Oh, so you can help them actually promote the event as well.
Yes.
And they appreciate that,
oh,
right?
For sure. And we have people, you know that we are involved in the community and they'll come and say, would you like to help out? And we see, you know, if we can do that and whoever it is. We're very generous. Jeff is very Yes.
And so what's next for you guys? You got a big 2015 planned?
Well,
the calendar's booking up.
Yeah. Oh, it's booked. we, you know, right now we are busting at the seams as far as storage and
space.
Space.
So you're gonna have to
yes.
get more space, you
eventually,
think?
Yeah. You know, which is very exciting. But also we do have our big pink party. that we have in February.
So you don't do the holiday thing.
Well, we will do. We'll do something.
No, that dinner I had the other day.
You're an and company, not an or company.
Right. So yeah, we will do something for Christmas. We're going to be giving back to the women's. I forget it was the women's house. We're going to sponsor a few families. Mm-hmm. We'd have our Christmas party, obviously.
So at your location, or you?
We might go somewhere. I don't know if that's determined
top
yet.
Secret.
Top secret. People, we know people try
the
to bust
up. The
pink
party is a fun one.
So the pink party is something that we started last year. We kind of had a party every year, but since our colors are pink and green,
right,
we decided to do a party with all of our clients, have it catered and
under your tent, right?
Yeah.
Show them off.
So fun event and like. Everybody stays until the bitter end, and then we.
So what happens? What makes it fun?
The people that
it's
are there.
The band. You have music.
We have music. We have a DJ.
They got a pool table.
Yeah, we have a pool table. Which, by the way, did I beat you or Brandon last year? Pool. Yes.
Doc conveniently
ouch,
forgot
that,
that. Right.
Well, what really hurt is I had gone out to my car to get my own pool cue.
Oh, wow.
And she beat me with a house stick.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
I'd had a few beers. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to.
We take the guy points down on that.
I wonder why you forgot. So, what happens in the February event?
So the pink party.
Yeah.
So we just invite all of our clients and new and existing clients to come and just. We don't want to be like, oh, here, see our stuff. We just want everybody to kind of relax, enjoy themselves as they've been working at the events and not really been able to attend events. Uh-huh. So.
February is a good month for parties.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know what's great about something like the pink party is that. You go and you see the experts set their own stuff up and how it works in a real life event.
So
and then you look at it
notes?
And you're like, oh,
everybody's taking
I
notes.
Never even thought about pairing this chair with this, you know, and you go out with all these ideas and you don't even realize, wow, I just spent a whole night having fun, but actually really I was deep down.
I
was
learned
kinda working
something
too.
Accidentally.
I learned something accidentally. I like that.
Right.
So if somebody went to learn more, website for you guys?
Oh, website. It's Peachtree Tents. InEvents.com.
Or Peachtree Tents. How about that?
Yeah, there we
you
go.
Take that one too?
Yeah, I'll take that one too.
Well, thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
Being part of the show. All right. Who's the closer?
I don't know.
ISIS.
Well, we need to talk about the ISIS.
Well, we're
going to
swing back. We got one more guest.
Oh, we do? Who's that? Me?
I think we'll talk to Lori.
Well, let's talk to Lori.
Lori talks about ISIS.
Well, Lori can talk about TP.
I mean, I talk a little
too.
Bit about TP.
Yeah, well, you've got a new facility
I don't want to talk about
opening
TP every
up
month,
pretty
though.
Soon, right?
Yeah. We do. We have a new venue that's coming online.
Permitting?
We've been battling some permitting slowdowns.
Yeah.
fingers are crossed for January.
So don't you love when the government's trying to help you with the
you
permitting?
Know, it's. I will say... We've got some government people that have been awesome recently, and so that's why now I feel
you feel good.
I like to
optimistic.
Feel good about. I'm trying to put the positive force out there into the world for January since we missed the holiday parties. But that's okay.
I need some. Why don't you share some catering tips?
Catering tips
for the holidays for our listeners.
Oh, I can do that. No problem. I can talk about food all day long.
All right.
So I mean, catering wise, the biggest thing biggest tip I can give to people is that you have to keep in your mind that when you're bringing catering into your event, you're basically bringing the restaurant to you.
Right.
And you've got to think about all those extra costs that, you know, you don't spend.
I don't like
if
to think about costs.
You don't want to think about costs, but you have to.
All right. So.
Because if you want to have a great event for your guests, you don't want to do any work. So bring
correct.
The caterers in.
To do the
let
work.
Let them do all the work. Let them bring all the dishes. Let them wash all the dishes.
Even the salt and pepper shakers.
All the salt and pepper. I mean, all those things you may not think about. So you have to kind of put that in your head with your budget.
Okay, so now here I am. I got it's last minute. I got an event. I decided to do a holiday event. What's my first thing I do besides I call you?
First thing we're going to determine is what makes sense for you. Are you looking for, you know, you're having an event in your house, you're having an event at your office. Maybe you just need us to come and drop off the food for you. That's totally something that we will do.
So I can just call you and say, I won't have these food needs. And what if it has to be gluten-free?
Oh, not a problem at all.
You handle that
too? Oh, yeah. That's one of the things I love best about TEP is that everything we do is customized for the client. So I automatically now build in options because they're so prevalent out there in the world.
What about
so
paleo? You can make a paleo?
I have a wedding.
What's a paleo?
Paleo
she
is.
She knows. I bet she knows.
Paleo is essentially no carbs, no dairy.
Oh,
a lot of meat.
Well, not a lot of meat.
Well, okay, a lot of meat.
Some of the people are straight up no alcohol. Some of the people like to claim that red wine is allowed.
That's not at that party.
It's not for you.
There's some modifications.
It's not for me. But I have a wedding actually next year that is 100% vegan.
Mm. Wow.
It was so much fun to do
really
the menu.
Really fun.
I'm not going to lie. Like, it was so out of my mind of what I would want to eat at an event necessarily. But it's, I mean, I would eat it.
Right.
But, I mean, it really made me think.
Wow.
And when I put it out to my one vegan friend, and I was like, what would you think if you went to
this one,
to this
You're
event?
You're the tester.
I mean, it's really hard when you start taking out dairy. And
yeah.
Oh,
I can't live without dairy.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So I sent it to her and I said, okay, you're at a wedding and this is the menu. And her first response to me is, what's the date? I'm coming to Atlanta.
Wow.
And I was like, all right.
There you go. You're in the ballpark.
Job.
I know now I can send this to my client. And I mean, I'm so excited about it.
But that's and that's why they would hire you, because you can solve these complex and challenging.
Exactly. And most of the credit for that goes to Chef Eric Wolf, because he's the one that really drives the menus for the most part. I just know what's delicious and can tell
everything
my,
Eric
can
does is pretty much delicious.
Yeah. I can talk all day long about the food to my clients. So I think they see that. And they like to come in and do tastings with us. Cause we sit there and, you know, we eat with them and we just all chat and figure out what we have in common, and they love it. And we leave that event and they're like, it's like, we just like went out to dinner or something, you know, it wasn't.
So you
work.
Do a lot of tastings?
We do. We do. We tripled our wedding business this year. So a lot more weddings down the pike for us. I already have a lot of weddings booked for last year. And this time last year, I didn't have any.
Wow.
Booked for 2014. So.
Now, if we could just get the divorce market, we'd be rich.
You got to convince them that there's parties associated with divorces.
Oh, no, I know some
all the lawyers
have
the money
parties.
Then. You do their parties, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah. It's out there. You know, you can turn anything into a party.
Sure.
I mean, you really can. And there's just
what's some of the craziest ideas for parties that you've been involved with?
Craziest things that we've been involved with.
I mean, Vegas, they're doing the theme funerals now. So.
Well, it's true. Oh, celebrations of life are
celebrations
huge right
of
now.
Celebrations
instead of a funeral.
So they're not funerals. They're celebrations of life.
No, a lot of people are deciding they do maybe a small, just family, you know, hears us
they
at
get
the
church, crying out
do
of the
all
way,
of that.
And then
a few weeks later, let's have a party and let's do it up.
Anything else? That's kind of a fun idea.
That's a great one. You know, there's just so much. My mind is blank.
I love holiday parties, but I could not do tastings. I mean, I'd be putting on pounds.
Oh, it's hard.
You got to do the runs with Jenny.
No. Yeah, I know. I need to start going to tour.
I can't even. I can barely walk. Running is totally out of the question.
All right,
no, that's why I had to like buckle down with my friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we got to get through Thanksgiving, people, because these tastings are killing. Because I did so many, I pushed everybody to November,
right?
Because it's a quieter corporate month, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, there's like 7 tastings this week. Like, how can I not eat potatoes at this one? Will anybody notice?
You turn around, you're like, your whole week has been at an event.
Oh, yes.
Right. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah,
oh, you could totally, and that's the other thing about this industry. You could do a networking event
every
night.
Oh, Lord.
The bridal shows
alone. How do these people ever get any work done? There's a bridal show. Just even take, for instance, ISIS. Our meetings are generally on the second Tuesday of every month at that evening. We also do some breakfast learns where people learn new stuff. But the majority, if we move from the second Tuesday, boy, I'm sure we get calls like, really, seriously, you know, that so-and-so's event. It's
yes.
Like, well, so everybody's got
to lock in. Right?
We're locked into the second Tuesday. So, and it's easy with everybody's schedules to remember that, oh, it's the second Tuesday of the month. I bet you ISIS has a meeting.
Right.
So sure enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what's the your website?
www.tepcatering.com.
Good stuff. So now it's time, Doc.
It's
to
time
talk
for
about
what?
The important the reason you're here.
ISIS stuff.
The reason I'm
ISIS
here.
12
ISIS
days.
12 days of shopping. Again, this is It's been a fairly successful program. How long have we been doing it? Maybe
sixth year, I believe.
By how time flies.
I wrote it.
All right, Lori, you have all the facts.
I wrote it down.
Somebody should have facts.
Six. She's the president. She should have facts.
It is the sixth year.
It's the sixth year. So it's basically.
Whose idea was it 6 years ago?
You know, it
Who gets
came,
the credit?
It came about, actually, the board at the time was looking at options to add a new fundraiser on, and everybody was so crazy busy, and someone just tossed out the idea, you know, hey, why don't we just add a silent auction to our holiday party?
Yeah.
Because the event was already there. It's just a matter of let's
creating
just add this
how
one
to raise
piece.
Some money around
right.
it.
Right. So the first year, you know, the silent auction was set to shop. So there was a table that was called Teacher Gifts. There is a table for pet gifts.
Uh-huh.
There is a table that had jewelry. There is a, you know, a table
for vegan.
Gifts for you.
Vegan.
Right. Vegan. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, there's a lot of wine and food baskets, trust me.
Right. Not all wine is vegan, just so you know.
Wait a minute. Wait, whoa, whoa.
There you go. How is
Wait,
that
wine
possible?
Is...
Not all wine is vegan.
It's, there's meat I and wine?
I thought there were red and white.
Right.
How is there non-vegan wine?
There's some. I guess there's some... Some wineries that their processes somehow
aren't with grapes.
No, maybe like some. I don't know. I don't. Huh. I
wow.
can't tell you
Look,
a lot about it. I just know
you're starting some trouble here, Lori.
Yeah. My vegan friend. When we go out,
like
it's
I said,
she has to think about.
I had no idea. It's red and white for me. That's my two kinds of
so
wine.
So now, how much money you guys raise typically?
We typically raise between $2,500 and $3,000 with our silent auction. So that's our goal.
And then where's the money go?
It goes straight into education. So it covers us bringing speakers to Atlanta.
Or Jenny's interns.
That's
for
right.
That.
But our biggest thing that we like to do is we give back to our members in the form of scholarships.
Yeah.
So
like scholarship for membership?
We do two scholarships a year. One is for ISIS Live, which is in August.
Oh, so big events
big
they get.
Conferences.
Yeah, it's an industry conference where all these crazy people from all over the country get together and look at what the new trends are.
So it covers the admission or does it cover the whole?
It varies based on the year, but this year both of our conferences were in
on the West Coast.
So special event in January is in Anaheim. And so we're doing a $2,500 scholarship for it. And so the goal is that it covers the full education package, some of the evening events, flight, and most of, not all of the hotel.
Right.
So
$2,500 is $2,500.
Exactly.
And it's expensive to go out to the West Coast for a company, and especially considering it takes you're pretty much traveling for a full day. So you're out of the office for a week.
Right.
If you can show your employer or, you know, even justify it in your own head, it's like, hey, look, you know, they're contributing $2,500. You can't get a better event than go to networking and meeting other people from different...
For a week there,
because this industry travels, so you have to know people everywhere. And that's one of the great things about ISIS is the fact that I know ISIS members from virtually every state that there is. So when I go to someplace...
Right, if you have a need in a state, you probably call the ISIS directory, And then you're like...
You've got a search a search engine
on the site.
Yeah, on www.isis.com. So you can find another vendor. And even then, the personal relationships is like... Well, you know, I know Kevin. He doesn't do this, but he'll know who does.
Right, he's the guy. He's the mayor of that city, right?
He does.
Exactly.
I feel like we did that. I did that for you for Peachtree Tents. You guys were looking for a client of somebody on the West Coast, and so I called somebody in Dallas, and I was like, "Give me someone in L.A.
San Francisco.
And it was like a whole ISIS chain back.
It's like six degrees of separation.
You were like, I need somebody out here, and
But it works too. Even if your business doesn't take you out of town, like with catering, I still can talk to people in other cities and bounce ideas off of them and find out what's happening in their cities. Because some of the cities, Atlanta trends ahead of them. Some of the cities, Atlanta trends behind. So you can kind of stay ahead of what's coming.
Well, the other thing is when cities get if you get the Super Bowl and everything, I know the caterers down there slammed. They bring in other caterers.
Right.
Right.
So, because you just can't handle events of that magnitude.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I mean, you've got 100 servers that you can count on because you typically have four events a week. But, I mean, a Super Bowl event, there's 30 events going on every night.
Right.
And those are just the big ones. So you bring in caterers. I mean, I know Tim Lundy up at Rosewood Market, he's up in Highlands, North Carolina, so he's off during the winter when the town's basically shut down. So he goes down to Miami and works with the Joy Wallace Catering Company. So, and that's somebody he met through ISIS.
Right.
So these big events really, they tie you up if you do not have resources that you can count on
and
from out of your own city.
And that's a great benefit of ISIS, because then it keeps you busy year round.
Absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So now at this 12 Days of Shopping event, you mentioned some of the things that you can take advantage of.
Oh, there's all sorts of things. I mean, it's amazing what our members come up with. Uh-huh. It's like, wow, I wouldn't have thought of that.
So I found out today we may have a Bahamas trip.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That alone is worth registering for.
And Doc, do you give rides out in your race cars?
You know, I've considered that. I don't have a passenger seat right now, but I'm willing to consider that.
Just hold on
strap
to the
them to the hood.
Yeah. There's not much roof left to hold on to. It's not a comfortable ride. It's pretty much
it's
been stripped out
it's
of everything.
It's for thrill seekers.
Absolutely. No, I actually am thinking about it, but it's a little bit down the road. And I think, where are we this year with our event?
Ventanas.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, from 5:30 to 8:00.
And that's next Tuesday.
So it's just going to, I think we got D Street for entertainment. And then there's going to be an after party at the Glen
Hotel.
The
party's not enough.
When you're setting it up for the party people, there's an after party.
There's always an after party.
And then there's an after party.
Probably but we don't talk about that.
That's not true. So what do you guys need more of? You need more...
well, we always will accept more silent auction items.
Yes.
There's never enough.
There's not enough gift cards?
No.
Nope. And if you got something sitting around the house taking up room, we'll take it.
Yeah. And the other thing is nothing is really too small, because we'll take smaller items and put them together and make gift baskets. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely open. And also, we just want more people to come, because we're going to be at Ventana's, and Legacy Restaurant Group is catering it. So they do all the catering in-house now.
They're
so.
Okay.
Oh, did they really?
There are no TEP.
No TEP for this one. Maybe coming up very soon. It's a little teaser for you. But so they're going to be showcasing some of the new catering stuff that they're doing. Eventscapes and CCP Events is doing the decor.
Mm-hmm. Terry and Wilbur. Yep.
Julianne Wedding Photography is our photographer, and she's debuting her new slow motion booth.
Oh,
yes,
cool.
That's
which
right.
Doc and I did in Seattle. Cool.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, those are fun.
We did it in Nashville.
In Nashville, yep. Those are fun.
A lot of fun.
When you think about it, some of my favorite racing videos are the slow motion, so you can see the interesting. But there is nothing funnier than us going slow.
And we're going to have some furniture from AFR. As well for this one, because Collection did one of our other events.
Yes.
So that's the only reason we're not
using
them.
You don't want to hog all the events.
Right, exactly.
You got to let other people play. Uh-huh.
You can't be too overexposed.
Right.
You
got to
be
doing entertainment.
A little mystery.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if somebody wanted to learn more, they can go to the website?
Yeah, on isisatlanta.com, I'm sure has it up. You can like us on Facebook.
Yep.
We're on...
Yes,
I'm not
we're
on
everywhere.
Pinterest. But
yeah, I really enjoyed Doc's Pinterest page.
Yeah.
I would follow that.
You know what's really kind of fun is to Google your name and see what pops up.
Oh, yes.
Because
you've been tagged on Pinterest, but you probably aren't on it yourself.
Exactly. So, I can handle Twitter and Facebook.
Instagram?
Yeah.
No. Snapchat now?
No.
Can't find you there?
The Snapchat is an interesting idea, though. Things that disappear.
Like that?
Quickly.
Or you think they disappear.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing ever disappears.
That's true.
Google is forever.
Yes, it is.
All right. So one more time, website. So
www.isisatlanta.com. The national website is just ISIS itself, ISES. And again, that member search in different cities. How many? We have over 30 chapters probably in the United States. We're all over. There's several chapters in Europe, in Australia. Canada has a very strong ISIS chapters, probably 6-7 of them up there.
And if you're looking to join ISIS, now's the time to do it because it's December
drive.
And our membership drive is going on, which means you save the $50 application fee. So all you have to do is go to isis.com, and there's a Join Now button. You
right.
click it and go through all the steps.
And this is half year through our membership cycle, so the membership is it's normally
$449.
So it's half right now.
Oh.
So consider it as a trial membership, as it were. And you join in December, you get an extra month free.
And don't pay the application
fee. And you don't pay the application fee, so it's an excellent time to join.
And the event, once again, is at?
Ventana's.
Ventana on?
Next Tuesday. Tuesday the 9th.
December 9th.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you all for being part of the show today.
Thanks for having us again.
Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Meeting Pros. We will see you all next time.